पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनम गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय तदभक्ताय नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुग्रहाय टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस यू नो गदाधर पंडित The power of Gaurachandra. And in other word, oh, most beloved of Krishna, Radhika. Radhika is Gadadhar Pandit. So, today is the
disappearance
day of Srila Gadadhar Pandit, Gaur Shakti. And also, today is the disappearance day of Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Manifestation or Prakash Vigra of Gadadhar Pandit. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya. Pranam to, again and again, pranam to Srila Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya. By Bhakti, not only Bhakti, the very advanced stage of Bhakti is Prem, and more than that, Snehman Pranay Raghun Raghun. By this, one he is pleasing Radha and Krishna conjugal is Bhakti Vinod. Always pleasing. To whom? To Radha, Srimati Radhika and Krishna. You can know that any male form also can serve Krishna. But no male form can go to Radhika. In female also, not anyone Brahmini or anyone can go and serve Radhika. Even Yashoda mother also not serving, but oh, like giving
blessings
and by all these things. So only teenage gopi can serve. Especially in guidance of any gopi, in the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami. And who is she? Kamala Manjari. So, who is Kamala Manjari? One of the manifestations of Srimati Radhika, that is Gadadhar Pandit. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namini. Sat Chit Ananda Namine. Satchidananda, then Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Satchidananda Namine, who is Satchidananda?
Krishna Self Satchidananda.
Krishna Himself or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sat Chit and all. Oh, ever transcendental. Sat means
existence.
Existing transcendentally.
How adjusting? Beautiful Nandanandan Swarup. Three-folded. Everything like flowers.
Arrows.
Arrows of flowers. Smiling.
Playing on flute.
Playing in flute. These cheeks. Very beautiful. Oh, these like
eyebrows.
And looking very crooked. All are so sweet and attractive. This is Sat. And Chit, knowledge. But not knowledge here. Condensed form of
knowledge. Mood, bhav.
Yes, sir.
What? Like bhav. What bhav? By Mahabhav, more than that, Rud Adirud. Because she is the maid servant of Radhika, and Radhika has Madan, Modan, Mo. So, something part of that also be in Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Sat, Chit, and Ananda. Anand playing with Radhika and all the gopis. So Sat Chit Ananda, Krishna himself. Oh, Bhakti Vinod Thakur always serving them in high class. Even Lalita cannot go there. They will wait and they will ask from the maid servant of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. Oh, can we go now? Oh, yes, you can come. Oh, wait a little and then come. So, Kamal Manjari, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in this way, serving Radha and Krishna Kanjiva. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya. Gaura Shakti means?
Gadadhar Pandit.
Gadadhar Pandit. How serving? It seems that not she is serving Mahaprabhu. But what doing? Oh, serving always. Looking after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How he is playing my part? I have donated my mood. But she is not now empty. If anyone is taking my mood, it not means that I am empty. Gadadhar Pandit is still in full Radhika form there, and all moods are there. Krishna is imitating. He is playing the mood of Radhika. Understand, it not meaning that, oh, Gadadhar Pandit like now is zero because Krishna has taken his mood. Not like this. So, Gadadhar Pandit is at that time even is fullest form. Everything is there. And he is what? Looking after Krishna, that whether he is playing my part well or not. And sometimes chastising also. Sometimes
prompting,
helping. Oh, you are doing wrong. But in such a style that anyone cannot
understand.
Even grace. In very skillful manner he is doing. Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya. So he is the Swarup of Gadadhar Pandit. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is so high class of this. We are very fortunate to observe the disappearance day of such a elevated, high high class of what? Gopi, and also associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You cannot imagine, even if anyone is not giving something, glorifying him, you cannot glorify. I also know that ISKCON devotees cannot glorify Swamiji in highest way. Never, because they have no idea how they can glorify. So anyone without hearing from higher class of Vaishnavas, they cannot glorify, even they cannot know, understand who was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In one sentence, like Rupa Goswami told in one shloka, four lines, what? The essence of whole teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in shloka, one shloka, Aradho Bhagavan Braje Satanayasta Dham Vrindavan Ramya Veshe अरे भाई ठहरो, हमको भी तो कहने दो. तुम if you will do all things, then what should for a minute. आराध्यो भगवान ब्रजे सतने तत् धाम वृंदावन रम्या बेश रम्या काशी उपासना पजुपद वर्गे नजा कल्पिता श्रीमद भागवतम पुराण अमलम प्रेमा कुमर्थो महान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर मतमिदम तत्रादरो नः परः. इन इस वन श्लोक ही हैज ग्लोरिफाइड ऑल द टीचिंग्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड देन आल्सो रूप गोस्वामी इन वन श्लोक
ऑनर
Very simple. And what is that? Do you remember?
Namaruchi Jivadoya. Namaruchi
Jivadoya.
Krishna Rasamsar Kari Chari Anachar Jivadaya Krishnanam Sar Dharma Sar. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? What is the meaning? Gone. Then I will push your this, if you are. In simple language. What? It is here, Mute. It's not Rostov to Acheneki. Madhamar.
कृष्णेर संसार करो छाड़ियो ना चार. So we have to do Krishna संसार. That means Krishna will be in center. In household life, the materialistic person, they keep their wife in their center, but who is devotee, but they are maintaining their household life, they keep Krishna in center, then it will be Krishna's संसार. Have to give up all kind of bad habits like kutinati, jivhinsan, etc. And jivedaya, namiruchi sarvadharmasar. And have to be merciful for our living entity. How? For this reason, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told, if you turn the mood of propensity of any jivas towards Krishna, is the best mercy for jiva. So you have to make him understand that you are not this physical body, you are eternal soul. And what is your service? to serve divine couple. Like Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has told, Tishthana Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami. Being this mood, have to serve divine couple. This is the mercy for Jiva and Name Ruchi, and have to be keep taste on holy name of Krishna. So for Ruchi, you have to surrender yourselves in the lotus feet of a bona fide Gurudev, and Vishwambhina Guru Seva, have to serve Gurudev like intimate friend, and gradually bhajan kriya, anarthani vritti, nishtha dhyan ruchi, name ruchi, and this is the best for all of religion. So Bhakti Thakur told this only two poyat, the essence of all things, teachings of Rupa Goswami and our Guru Parampara.
Krishna ra samsar kari, chari anachar. Anachar means
like
those things which are adverse, unfavorable for Krishna. Aparad, unwanted things, anartha, dhamaparad, namaparad,
Seva-parad,
dhamaparad, all these things, criticizing Vaishnavas, not obeying Guru, and all these things. Oh. To take what flesh and open,
meat.
Fish, meat, eggs,
smoking,
drugs,
gambling.
I even know that some of the devotees taking some drugs.
Ganjabar.
And some, they take
marijuana,
cigarettes and other things. Oh, you should be very careful. Very careful. You can be like householder, no harm, but not lusty. Istri Sangi, Eka Sadhu, Krishna Bhakta. These are like Mayavadi, if lusty. So be like our rishis, maharshis, and like Indian family, always serving Krishna. So giving up all kinds of anachar, which is not helpful for devotee. Everything is to give up. And do Krishna sansar like gopis have done. What Krishna sansar? The world of Krishna. The family of Krishna. Like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Sakha. Gopis, cows, all are like Krishna samsara. They are serving Krishna. So you should try to serve Krishna in this way. Krishna samsara. Jive daya, helping all
living entity,
conditioned souls, helping them by Hari Katha. If you don't know Harikatha, how you can? So you should know all these things and help others. Jive Daya. Try to give in his heart all the conditioned souls the mood of serving Krishna, the tendency to serve Krishna, this Shraddha. You should try. And by this, Jiva Daya Krishnam Sabudhavasa. You should preach name. You should try to give. What is name? Name is same as Radha and Krishna, conjugal. But in some cases, more than himself, Krishna. Krishna, whole mercy and whole power is invested in
name.
Krishna. If anyone wants to achieve prem, braja prem, or anyhow some test in Krishna name, but he is not chanting name with taste, knowing all these things. And anyhow he completes 4 rounds, 3 rounds, sometimes 16 rounds, but with not, with pure heart, love and affection. Heart melting, tears in eyes, if he cannot do, then what he endeavors is like what? To ascend in a sky by the help of raining drops, showers. Understand? Shower is coming from a sky, from clouds.
Someone to climb on the sky.
And you want to climb on the sky by the help of?
Raindrops.
Can you do? Can you go to sky? All are standing or not understanding. Are you?
You want to go up in the sky.
You should clarify this. You. No, that person. Yeah, you. You should. What I told.
You say
Shaligram. I don't remember names.
Shaligram.
You're saying that unless one chants the holy name with tears and desires.
Oh, be silent. Be silent here. Louder, please.
Srila Gurudev has explained that if a person does not chant the holy name of Krishna with faith and with tears in his eyes, then it is like trying to climb into the sky by stepping on raindrops that are falling down, and that is a hopeless endeavor.
Yes. I know that many of the devotees, they don't do like this. How test should come, they don't want to follow. Anyhow, I should make my 16 round, 2 round, 4 round, sometimes never. And they want this, high class of Krishna prem. How are you managing? Your whole energy where? Sense gratifications and worldly things, desires, money making and here and there. You'll have to give your whole attention, whole energy, whole in the power of whole senses, mind, tongue, and
moods, body,
and all kinds of mood, which Rupa Goswami has told from beginning. Then you can achieve that. Oh, nishtha, and then ruchi. Otherwise, you want to do so many things in this world. A baby came. You cannot hear Harikatha. Always problems here, there. Who is making problem? You yourself. Your mind and activities are
creating problems.
Making problems. Then what to do? We should give up all these things and become like a renounced order sannyasi. Oh, even you cannot do. You can see here and there that so many sannyasis, they left everything and they came in same darkness. So you should follow all these things. It is a very big chance for you all.
Golden chance.
Eh?
Golden chance.
Golden chance for you all. My dear friends. Try to follow. You should look in your heart deeply and then see what we are doing. What we are doing. Will it be helpful, favorable for our bhakti or not? Where my energy is going? Krishna has given this energy and this human body only for what thing?
To do bhajan
and realize very soon. But if your energy is going here, there, and no energy for bhajan. Oh, in my old age or my
next birth
I will do. And if you are hog there, or any like dogs or anything like donkeys, then what will be? Can you do bhajan? You cannot. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling this whole essence in two lines. Jivedaya, name ruchi. Name is himself, Radha and Krishna. Very powerful. So you should go. Also, don't neglect your Gayatri mantra. Not in hurry, you should do all these things. Oh, when Krishna is here, there, and thinking, oh, it will not do. Very, very calm and quiet. Don't think anything, only this mantra. At the time of Sandhya Gayatri. And chanting names sometimes. In morning and evening. You should do. Then it will come. Now it is 8. Very quickly passed away. I think that in all classes, after me going, Madhav Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, and all other, all very qualified devotees are here.
Shabarani.
You should like a seminar. Today you should discuss on the glories of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit. You know that Gadadhar Pandit had taken birth in Navadvip. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth in Navadvip. Oh, very nearby to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house, Sachi Maya. Gadadhar Pandit Bhavan is also there. And from beginning they were playing, quarreling each other. Like Gadadhar Pandit, Mahaprabhu, Jagadananda, Swarup Damodar, what name? What was the name of Swarup Damodar?
Purushottamacharya.
Not Purushottamacharya at that time. When he went to
Kashi.
Kashi, then he became. Otherwise, he was Purushottam. So, all were naked friends. Lamoti Ayyar.
Lamoti
Ayyar, samjhate hain? Lamoti Ayyar. No clothes, no garment, nothing. Like babies, small, like here. But they take something. But they nothing, quite naked, burning, playing always. And when they grow, they become a student or in same school. Gadadhar Phaki, Mahaprabhu Phaki. Phaki, you know? Arguments of Vyakaran, grammar, Phaki. In India it is only, not, especially in Bengal, especially in Navyan Nyaya. Mahaprabhu Phaki, Vyakaran Phaki, Nyaya Phaki, especially Nyaya Phaki. You cannot understand.
Mukunda Buddha ভয়ে পাশে চলে যেতেন মহাপ্রভুর ভয়ে
when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being less agent even he used to
defeat
all Gadadhar Pandit and all and sometimes Gadadhar he did not wanted to meet with
Mahaprabhu
Gauranga and he wanted to pass away from another land and Mahaprabhu what oh he is going away oh he Netrukut where he used to meet him and to ask so many questions
Mukti
so once Jagadananda not Pandit at that time a baby he quarreled with Mahaprabhu Gauranga
Nimai Pandit
and he never returned to his home and he was on the sand of
Ganges weeping
beach of Ganges
bank
whole night
weeping
and in the just in midnight he suddenly Mahaprabhu saw Gauranga where is Jagai and searching him and he went to the bank of
Ganges with Gauranga
and he saw that there he was weeping bitterly why you are weeping why you quarrel with me I never used to quarrel to you but you quarrel to me and again you weep don't so do
give up your angry mood come with me
and Mahaprabhu also began to weep and he embraced and brought him and both at the mid time
Sachimaya
they took something from Sachimaya and they took otherwise they were fasting in this way all our baby friends Gadadhar Pandit when Nityananda Prabhu came from Vrindavan Sachin his Kanaiya Bhaiya you know
brother Chris Kanai
brother Kanaiya
Krishna
Kanaiya
Gopal of Mother Yashoda and he came to Navadeep in the garden of
Nandanacharya
Shudyan
Nityananda Prabhu told his associates especially Srivas Pandit to search where is any high class of devotee has come reached today you should go and search they could not whole day then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Srivas Sri Ramai Gadadhar Jagai and from all taking he went there advanced on the door and entered and there what he saw Nityananda the two eyes became four eyes and Mahaprabhu ran towards Nityananda ran towards they could not meet fell flat and that time Gadadhar Pandit varaha peedam natavar kapu karnayo karnikar vipradabhasah kanak kapisham vaijayanti chamalam randhan venu radhar sudhaya purayan gopa vrindai bindaranyam sabadaramanam Prabhishat Gita Kirti all began to weep in such a way in such a pathetic tone he
recited
she sang this kirtan that both more they began to weep and then they brought Nityananda Prabhu there so Gadadhar Pandit also in Nagar Sankirtan moment Gadadhar was Pandit was most helpful for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always like surrendered he never knew without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he could not have his life maintain his life without Chaitanya Gauranga When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he also went to Puri. And he told that, oh, I will be always in Puri. He took sannyas of
Chitra sannyas.
But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to come to Vrindavan, oh, he told that no need of
Chitra sannyas.
I cannot leave. I cannot maintain my life without you. Mahaprabhu told that, what?
The fault will come on my head.
Huh?
The fault will come on my head. It will be my fault.
I will be responsible for breaking your vrata.
So, Mahaprabhu told, and he gave a
vow
for him that don't come. I don't want to
break your vow.
But he became faint. And Mahaprabhu in his faint stays he left. How pathetic it was. And when Mahaprabhu entered in his past leela, he entered in the Gopinath temple of Gadadhar Pandit, where Mahaprabhu used to go to hear his Bhagavad from his mouth. In very sweet utterance of Bhagavata slokas and very deep philosophy and mood, he used to explain Srimad Bhagavatam, and Mahaprabhu used to hear all these things. And one day he entered and he never returned from that temple. And then Gadadhar Pandit also left his life. And gradually Damodarai Ramananda, all began to. Then Raghunath Das Goswami left. Why left? All remembering. And like
snakes.
Biting like poisonous snakes. Here and there. Everywhere he reminded Mahaprabhu. He could not be there. And he left it and came to Vrindavan in the shade of Rup Sanatan. And Rup Sanatan, they told that you should be in Aradha Kunda. And thus, there he was. But always lamenting, weeping, doing bhajan. So Gadadhar Pandit is so glorious. And also Bhakti Vinoda. So I request you that you should hear from them, from Chaitamrita or anywhere. And in your classes, you can discuss about the two Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Bhakti Vinoda. I will come just at 5:30. And we will speak about other things also. Oh, tomorrow is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. No.
Gundicha Mandir Marjan.
Very splendid. And then Rath Jatra festival. Then Hera Panchami will come. Also, then the dialogue between Mahaprabhu and
Swarup Damodar Prabhu and Sridhar
Damodar. And about Pratap Rudra Raja. Jayati Te Dhikam Janmana Braja Srayati Indira Sashwadatrai Daita Deshatam
Dikshutavakas Twaitita Shavas Twabhichinvate.
Like this. Very important things. I think in a year or two or 3 years we cannot explain all these things so elaborately. I want to give you. This is our
aim and object
of our bhajan and sadhana. If you can only
touch
or you can smell all these things, you will be successful. Your life will be successful. Amen. Gaur Premananda.
Jnananjana Shalakaya.